Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass!
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
The world's a wild and wacky place, and it's a great journey for all of us. Tell us about your journey this week, Rob.
Yeah, well, I said, first off, before I get into it, I just want to give a little shout out. I've got a friend who's listening in the UK, in Liverpool, Anthony, and his little boy George Walsh is listening. And I'd like to give a little shout out to George. George.
Hi, George.
Next King of England. Or maybe not. Anyway, I promise not to talk about the football because they come from Liverpool and Tottenham beat them 4-1. I don't want to see him upset.
Could you ever see the monarchy being based on being a Liverpudlian monarchy?
I think it'd be brilliant.
Liverpudlian.
But yeah, I don't want to talk about the football. I don't want George to see his dad get upset.
The football.
So that's all that. Anyway, this week, Halloween.
Oh, you're right, you know.
It is Halloween, and I'm actually going to talk about the history of Halloween.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being awesome, the best thing in the whole wide world, 1 being completely worst thing ever. What are your thoughts on Halloween?
0.
Don't like it. Johnny? How many set of headphones are you running there on your head at one time? 4.
Man with two heads.
Quad.
2. What are my thoughts on Halloween?
Halloween, yes.
I think I've come to enjoy it more in the last couple of years when I've been to a few Halloween parties. And participated in dressing up.
I think that's the key. Participation is the key there, isn't it? Sorry.
Do you know what?
I just think it's a ruse to try and deflect us away from Guy Fawkes. But yeah.
Which is another thing I don't understand why you have Guy Fawkes here.
Just shush.
Okay. You should have
we will have it, thank you, and we'll carry on having it, thank you.
Okay, right. The history of Halloween.
Yes, Halloween.
Okay. It's also known as All Hallows' Eve, All Souls' Day, and All Saints' Day. And its origins come from about 1 century BC from Ireland. The Celts had a festival called Samhain, where they'd all dress up. Or they believed that the dead roamed about on this holiday, so people would dress up in costumes, normally wearing animal heads and skins, and leave out treats to appease the spirits.
Just to recap, animal heads and skins.
And skins, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have been the much cool. That animal head's quite heavy.
Yeah.
I guess when you scrape it all out and do all that business to it. And I've seen photos. Like I saw some photos from the some Illuminati ball, not the Rockefellers, Rothschilds family ball, and this woman in a beautiful evening gown and like the sort of that scraped out inside head of a stag on at a Halloween party.
Yeah,
on the internet, I saw that.
Seems
pretty.
Actually,
have you ever seen like those books of old Halloween costumes?
I've got a friend
really
of mine
fully creepy.
Some of them they all look like Trump supporters to me now. But anyway, what they believed is the spirits, if you're dressed up like that and you see a spirit, they'll leave you alone because they think you're one of them. Anyway, fast forward to St. Patrick.
Where does one see these spirits?
Well, you see them. Well, obviously, what it is, you see someone else who's dressed up like you and you think, hang on, there's a spirit there. Right. So you start this mass hysteria, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. So hang on.
Fast forward to St. Patrick, who schlepped over to Ireland from Wales, apparently, as a Christian missionary spreading the word of the Lord, as they did. And did you know? You know that story about him banishing the snakes from Ireland?
Yes.
Do you know what that is a metaphor for his triumph over Irish paganism?
So it's actually racist.
So in actual fact, St. Patrick was a bit of a bastard. He went over there.
A Christian, a bastard Christian.
He went over there. Irish people, Celts, they're onto it. People, actually.
It surprises me. Same with the missionaries that came here.
Yeah.
Spreading the word of the Lord. You seem to get a pass for some reason. Like most people. Hello, I know you don't know me or realise even what I am, but just don't kill me.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got the word of the Lord.
Exactly.
Can't understand what you're saying. Right. Don't know who you are. Kill you, surely, in those days.
Fast forward to the Catholic Church, right? They were real sneaky bastards, right? What they used to
Still are.
What they used to do... when they were trying to convert, when they were trying to convert someone, they would then make up another holiday, religious holiday, to coincide with the indigenous people's festival, like this Samhain thing. So then all the people would then start going to that one, And that's where the Hallows Eve and all that lot comes from. And they started their own ceremony, religious. They just make one up because that's what they do, because it's all based on garbage.
So anything
anyway.
To do with planting?
No. No, it was basically, it was because of the that time of year, that's when they thought the spirits were wandering about. So what the Catholic Church did is, no, what you've got to do is dress up as saints and angels and stuff like that. So that's how they sort of wheedled the Celtic proper, like that. So that was the start of Halloween.
So how does it end up where people are walking around and like a SpongeBob SquarePants well, with a machine gun sort of thing?
What happened was is the Irish, when they emigrated over to the States, they took it with them.
Oh, okay.
And then, I mean, as far as trick and treating goes, that actually started off in the Middle Ages, and it was called guising or disguising, where people would dress up in the same things as angels and saints and go door to door begging for food or money, but they had to perform choreographed dances, songs, plays, and stuff like that.
So you have something
knock
prepared.
On someone door,
have
some, yeah,
not just stick your hand
Oklahoma,
out, have something prepared.
Or whatever the Middle Ages equivalent of Oklahoma was.
We used to, it used to be, when I was a kid growing up, it was trick or treat, and if you give someone a treat,
yeah.
And if you didn't, then they come back and egg your house like half an hour later like that.
I've got the start, of that as well. This gets even better.
Just try that again.
So anyway, originally when they went to America and started using it, it was called Cabbage Night in the 1800s.
Cabbage Night?
It was called Cabbage Night. And that comes from a Scottish fortune-telling game where girls use cabbage stumps to predict the future.
Sorry, just to recap. Girls use cabbage stumps.
To predict the future. You've got to use what's around you,
wow.
Right? In Scotland, there's not a lot around. Oh, we eat a lot of cabbages. Oh, there's a cabbage stump.
No, we've eaten all those. There's some stumps. What should we do with those?
So the kids in America thought, oh, no.
Here, you girls, go and entertain yourself with these cabbage stumps.
Cabbage stumps or some corn or rotten vegetables. And they started throwing cabbages at people's houses.
Where was this?
This was in America, but this was like the Irish and the Scottish
right.
thing.
Poorly behaved.
I can tell you, have we got time to? I can tell you very quickly about carving the pumpkin, where that comes from. This is my favourite.
Who's carving? Carbon.
Carving, you know, when they carve a pumpkin. Calvin Pumpkin, country and western singer.
There's some great carved Donald Trump pumpkins, or Trumpkins.
Well, he's
so funny,
for it, isn't he? He's orange and he's...
Yeah,
probably a pumpkin would make a better job of it. Anyway, in America, it's called the Jack-O-Lantern, and there's this old Irish tale about a man called Stingy Jack. One night he was out on one with the devil, and they got well hammered, and he convinced the devil...
Who paid? The devil?
Well, no. With a name like Stingy Jack, he's not going to pay
for it. That's what I'm saying.
That's your first clue.
He's ticking it up with the devil.
Don't go out with a geezer called Stingy Jack. Anyway...
Don't go out with the devil.
Yeah, he was out with the devil because like his mates were busy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they were decorating or something.
Decorating.
So he convinced the devil to turn himself into a coin to pay for the drinks, right? So the devil's gone, oh, yeah, okay. I don't know what they were drinking. I don't know. Must have been good. So anyway, Stingy Jack put a coin in his pocket and ran out without paying. But he had a silver cross in his pocket, which stopped the devil from turning back into the devil, right?
And the devil never realised that he had a silver cross on him until then?
No, because he put him in his pocket. No, because he wouldn't know that. Anyway, he promised the devil to let him go as long as he wouldn't bother him. And if he died, when he died, he couldn't go to hell. Devil went, yeah, sure. Straight away, what sort of devil is that? You go, yeah, sure, mate. And as soon as you go back to hell,
well known for keeping his promises.
Exactly.
You know, I'm out of my word.
Yeah, so straight away, Bible's lying again.
Devil's got to be some just pure manifestation of absolute evil, doesn't it?
Stingy Jack goes, right. He's got like a free pass. He's gone berserk for the rest of his life, getting up to all sorts of mischief. And when he dies, he goes up to heaven, and God goes, you're having a laugh, aren't you? You know, with what you've done, you're not coming up here.
You tight prick.
And it goes to hell, and devil goes, no, I promised. Again, I promised you, you're not coming to hell. So they cast him down to earth to roam about forever. And his only light, sorry, this bit makes me laugh and I know what's coming, was a burning coal. In a turnip.
Always a turnip in these stories.
That was his only light, right? So based on that myth, The Irish carved scary faces into turnips and potatoes to scare Stingy Jack straight away.
And you'll see it round on the streets of Auckland in just a few nights' time.
He used to drink with the devil. He ripped the devil off. Is he really going to be scared by a potato with a face in it? They went to America. Obviously, carving faces on potatoes is stupid, and that's why they start with the pumpkins. And that's my Halloween story. It just made me laugh. So it's still making me laugh now.
That is an absolute beauty.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster change.
Stingy Jack.
Thank you very much, my
drinks
son.
With the devil.